in the chariot drawn by dragons. The epigraph by Euripides reads, "Such a chariot has Helios, my father's father, given me to defend me from my enemies." Fascinating the way our dreams accommodate the muddled here and now. The phone we answer in our sleep, for instance, before it startles us awake. Or just this morning, the cat killing something in the yard. A baby rabbit, it turns out, squealing that one high note only nightmares comprehend. The one where real children lie dismembered in their beds. As, indeed, I heard it spoken on the evening news. Medea, of course, was never mentioned, although I understand at once, the way we often do in dreams, that it was she again, disguised in this last horrific incarnation to look like almost anyone. A forgotten second cousin, say, whose husband studied neutron stars, black holes, matters so quantum mechanically intense, so distant, it would take her nearly 15 billion years of living practically abandoned in Mary student housing with two frenetic infant sons and no help at all from anyone before she understood at last that everything was hopeless, that nothing, not even light, not the merest glimmer of it, could ever escape such gravity, a force so crushing in the end she could barely lift the knife and wake us up again, heart pounding to some poor rabbit screaming as the sun comes up, or Medea in her bloody bathrobe in the chariot drawn by dragons."